Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Let's get this out of the way. First and foremost, the Miami Dolphins aren't very good. They weren't very good yesterday. They were worse than usual yesterday. That said, so what?
They were on
the schedule. Browns needed a win. Browns needed to play well. Browns got a win. They played well. And they did it with a recipe that should be the recipe for this team moving forward. Welcome to Basket of Phelps, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps. My pal is Andy Baskin.
I don't think anyone was smiling greater than you were yesterday when Quinshon Judkins got the ball 25 times. I was like, Jeff, way to go, Jeff. Now, I think the weather may have had a big part in that, especially for the first half. But, all right, I'll take it. And how much fun was that 46-yard touchdown run? That was almost a season changer because everything seemed to explode right after that. Everything felt really good. Sure, we got a lot of really good calls yesterday, too. But, whatever, who cares? We won. 31. They put 31 points. Jeff, they scored more than 20 points in a game.
Andy, I'll go behind the curtain here.
Yes.
When they hit 17 points, Andy sent a text to Dan and me, and it said, 17 points. And I said, they still need one more to break the streak, Andy. Easy, buddy. Easy. You were so giddy that they even hit 17.
Week 10 of last year was the last time. And they didn't even win that game in week 10 of last year.
And they end up with 31 points, which was good. That's the way it's supposed to be done.
Yes.
This team needs to do what they did yesterday. And I think you'll be able to compete in most of your games, Andy. You played really good defense. Okay, we know Miami's not good. Okay, we know that. You played really good defense. You didn't give up a touchdown. And you emphasize the running game. You have a passing game that none of us think is really very good. You didn't have to have a really good passing game yesterday. You needed to pass the ball well enough to give your running game a little bit of balance. That's about what happened. They flipped the script. What was it? 18 passes instead of 17 runs in the previous game against the Steelers.
Yes.
That's the way to go. The way to go. At least it was yesterday. And I think, though you're right, Andy, the weather clearly played a factor in that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the only factor. I think Kevin Stefanski probably had a bit of an epiphany after running it just 12 times with Quinshon Judkins in the previous game and running it just 17 times total. You know, that's not the way we're supposed to do this. And it worked out.
Think he got some sleep last night, finally? You think he slept?
I bet he sleeps well all the time.
No.
You can imagine what his checking account balance is. I would think he sleeps pretty nicely.
Who knows, man? You never know. Sometimes you go to the bar, you want to buy a round for everybody. Next thing you know, there's nothing left in the checking account.
Yeah, I get the impression that Kevin's spending a lot of time in bars.
I'm just saying, or maybe he walked into Kids Pizza Place. that has a big mouse running around.
Everything on me.
Yeah, everything on me. And then all of a sudden there's nothing left in his checking account. Got to be smart.
What impressed you most about the way the Browns won this game yesterday? And I'm curious, folks. 216-474-0092, the number to join us. We'll be taking some phone calls in a little bit. Scott Petrak's going to join us at 11 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. Tyvus Powell, our buddy from the Browns Radio Network, at noon. And then we will hear from Kevin Stefanski coming up at 1 o'clock. It should be about that time for
at 1 o'clock. Okay, good. I think the thing that was most impressive about their performance yesterday was it wasn't just the defense doing everything. Yeah, the defense set up, what did we say, 21 points off of turnovers yesterday. The defense didn't have to do everything by themselves. The offense was efficient enough to make you say, okay, good. All right, this is good. We're you're doing your job, and he didn't turn the ball over. Again, 3 weeks in a row now for Dillon Gabriel. So bravo to him for that. And by the way, special teams should be just like officials. You shouldn't even notice them. And guess what? Yesterday, special teams did exactly what you needed them to do. There were no faults with the special teams yesterday. Not that I can remember if anything went sideways. But all three phases of the game executed and fired at the levels that they need to win, especially a game like that yesterday against a deficient Dolphins team. I mean, I think it just goes to show how good the defense has been all year, because the defense played at the same level they've been playing at all year. And finally, the offense rose a little bit. And maybe the weather forced them to do some of the things they had to do yesterday. But that's okay. I'll take it. I'll take the weather. You're not going to worry about that in the dome, but I'll take the weather. So
I thought the defense just played a real aggressive game, I thought, Andy. And again, we know Miami's not very good, okay? Again, that doesn't matter. You see teams lose games to teams that aren't very good all the time.
What do you think the Packers are saying to themselves
about
us? Well,
exactly. That's exactly right. So you had the opportunity and you got it done. But it's the blueprint to me that I think they take out of this that's the most important thing. The defense might not have needed a confidence boost for its own unit, Andy, but I would think that they got a little bit of a confidence boost because the offense was competent yesterday. You know, and I'm not going to take it any further than that. The offense was competent. I didn't think it was great. Quinshon's average was under 4 yards per carry. That's okay. He had three touchdowns. And that, to me, is a key thing to remember here, okay? You might not average 5.5 yards per carry. You might not be averaging 7 yards per carry, whatever it is. What you did was you controlled the game with the running game. And you have a big-time running back. I think that's real clear. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yes, I do agree.
You have a good one who can change the game with a run. And that's what he did. And that's why you keep hammering the running
game. Do you
agree
with me that was a turning point in the game yesterday? It was kind of sluggish in the beginning and then right through the hole. I think Judkins changed the game.
It was 3-3 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And he busts off that 46-yard run, and then he had another one, you know, late in the half, and they're up 17-3. And when you're up 17-3 at halftime, you think, okay, that's still a competitive game. You know, what can happen in the second half? God only knows. I mean, look what happened in the Denver Giants game when Denver hadn't scored in the first three and put up 33 in the fourth quarter, which is insane.
Crazy.
But then the defense came out, and with the new guy, Tyson Campbell, getting a defensive touchdown, that to me was the mental change that this team needed. You know, up 17-3 at half, that was terrific. But, you know, immediately Miami could have come out. If they put together a drive, they're right back in this game, and it's back and forth. The interception return for a touchdown by Tyson Campbell, to me, was like the punch to the jaw. That was the one, like, we have this game, we're not letting you back into this game, and we're going to kick your you-know-whats today. That really
felt good, didn't it?
Well, it really did.
I mean, they needed yesterday. They really did. And I hate to think if they didn't win yesterday, what we'd be doing here today.
Yeah, 17-6 at half. Excuse me, by the way.
So, it feels good to feel good. I think we all thought that they had a win in them. I mean, I'm always looking at the Guardians route. I'm trying to get back into things. So
You already mentioned that twice today.
Yeah, well, last...
Here we go, baby.
Last week, there was only four teams that had ever made it in the playoffs at 1-5. There are 8 teams that have made it in at 2-5. So they just doubled their odds. Even though they don't look real good, they've doubled their odds. So for those of you that want to be optimistic, and I'm telling you, it's hard not to look at the schedule. If you win the games you're supposed to win, you're going to find yourself back in this thing. And by the way, for anybody that was bummed out about Joe Flacco on Thursday night, the Bengals beating the Steelers helped the Browns get back in this thing a little bit. I'm not saying that there's a whole lot. I mean, you know, if this was a your battery on your phone, you're at like 4%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, at least there's a little bit of hope out there. And it doesn't matter if they're, it's just, I just don't want to hear they're eliminated. I just don't want to hear it.
The Browns aren't in last place in the division right
I know.
Now.
How exciting was that? Hey, Baltimore, how's that feel?
That's one thing.
Yeah.
And because Pittsburgh lost, you know, Steelers are 4-2, and Bengals are 3-4, Browns at 2-5. We're not delusional here, but what we're doing is what Andy laid out. Okay, stranger things have happened. Here's what's coming up. You're at New England on Sunday. New England's a much improved football team under Mike Vrabel. That's going to be a tough game to win on the road.
It is.
You have the bye week. You come out of the bye week, you play at New York against the Jets. They're bad. And that's a bad football team. They might upgrade a quarterback by starting Tyrod Taylor ahead of Justin Fields. They benched Justin Fields yesterday. Baltimore in Cleveland on November 16th. Sorry, that's going to be a tough game. I mean, it's Baltimore. I know they're beat up.
Lamar Jackson, the quarterback going to be?
Right, Lamar Jackson should be back. And then you play in Vegas right before Thanksgiving. Vegas is not a good football team right now. If you go, even if you go 2-2 in those games, Andy, let's say you beat the Jets and the Raiders. Let's just say, well, all of a sudden you've got 4 wins and you're 4-7, and that's better. In other words, it's still a challenge, and we know that. But at the very least, you showed yesterday that you can win a football game that you think you're supposed to win, and you can do it convincingly. Good for them.
I'm on board. I'm on board. And we have one more night of football tonight, man. We got 2 more games tonight.
Yeah, it's another 2-game Monday Night Football along with a Game 7 in the ALCS thrown in.
It's actually Cleveland Wheel of Regret night if you really want to think about it.
Why?
Well, Bieber. Oh, stop
There's
with that.
There's a heavy sigh out of the room. Hi, Dan Manigan, ladies and gentlemen.
Should well, Bieber's thrown for 3-2-1. Bieber's thrown for Toronto, and then Baker's going up against Detroit. That should be a good game.
Could Shane hit? Could we have dropped Shane Bieber into the lineup?
I don't know. Would he have made a difference? I don't know.
I don't think so, so I'm not regretting it.
I'm not saying it's Wheel of Regret. People, it'll be Wheel of Regret on this.
Should
Come
we do
on.
A group sigh?
3-2-1. Someone will call tomorrow and go, oh, why did we let Bieber go? Look at that. He just got Toronto to the World Series. Oh, that's what we needed. No, it's not. We needed a bat. And then, you know, we all know, oh, look at that. Tampa's now 6-1. They beat Detroit, the mighty Detroit Lions. Oh. There you go. I've already previewed tomorrow's show, and we're only 14 minutes in today.
Do you want me to just start singing Louis Armstrong now?
No.
But I can start.
You do realize this, right? I mean, I'm not crazy. There's a little bit of Wheel of Regret tonight.
When number you're to join
I'm
us.
I'm not going down this road. The Browns won yesterday.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't need to be negative.
216-474-0092. We'll let you be negative. What impressed you about the Browns yesterday? What might not have impressed you? Weren't you impressed? If not, why? They won a game they were supposed to win. That's not a bad thing in the National Football League, folks. It's Baskin and Phelps on a fabulous Monday right here in Northeast Ohio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. The Browns, I think, doing what they're supposed to do, and that is play good defense and run the football. That appears to me to be the recipe for success for this team, if they're going to have any success this year or even in an individual game. That, to me, is the way to do it. And the defense showed yesterday, Andy, they can take care of business. And again, Miami's not a good team. We know that, okay? But they were on the schedule. You had to play them. You took care of business.
What do you? I mean, you got a lot of teams like this coming up, too. You're going to sit here and say, well, you know, it's not real because they're playing the Jets or Vegas, who didn't look good again yesterday. And then, I mean, there are other teams. I mean, you look down the schedule, as you said before, Buffalo's the one that scares me the most about there. I think they're the best team for the rest of the season that we would face. Tennessee's on there. So, but you got to play these games. I mean, so what if they would have had these 1-2-win teams mixed in the first six? It's just the one thing that I kind of realized yesterday is the Browns aren't the worst team in the NFL, but they're clearly not the best team in the NFL, and they're better than your 1-win team.
Well, they appear kind of to be a better team than the Dolphins and the Jets.
Yeah.
Probably the Saints.
Yeah.
You know, and you could probably list others, but
I don't. Maybe no one's going to lay into the saying that they're better than the Ravens, who had the day off yesterday, or they're another 1-win team. I don't think anyone's saying that.
You know, we'll just see if they can build on it. Mm-hmm. This coming game against New England is going to be tough. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. What did you like yesterday? What did you not like? Were there things that you thought, yep, that's what we're talking about? Or were you still not impressed and not pleased? E is in Worcester, in beautiful Wayne County. Hello, E.
What up, E?
Man, I can't believe it. A 1-5 football team playing another 1-5 football team. We end up winning. Now, we're talking about playoffs, though, right? We're talking about Super Bowl?
You can talk about anything you want,
you can.
Man.
Go ahead.
Man, we ain't drinking that damn Kool-Aid, man. What's
There's
wrong
no Kool-Aid.
With us,
They're
man?
Not dead. I mean, they're not
you know
dead.
What
That's
I'm getting
all I said.
At? We're two and...
What time did you start drinking today, man? You sound like you're like...
That's what I'm getting at. We're 2-5. We're talking about hopefully a wild card spot or something like that. Look, man, what's wrong with that Kool-Aid? Man, it's not doing
it. Man, that defense is number 3 in the league. I mean, you can't ignore that. That's true. I'm right.
I'm not talking. Yeah, I get that. We all get that. The defense is all, you know, beautiful rainbows and Skittles and all that stuff. Well, we gotta lay out the damn Kool-Aid, man.
Skittles have a lot of sugar.
You know? What's the Kool-Aid like? Yeah, why you can't be happy about a win from yesterday and say, "Hey,
no,
we're not dead."
Yeah, but that's just
we're not
typical,
dead,
man. Look, that's just typical of the Cleveland Browns. That's what they're selling us, man. You know, we was 1-5. We're talking about disabling the whole damn team.
Yeah.
Firing this guy. And, you know, this guy, he needs to be fired. Hey, you Gatorade boys.
What should we do?
And
you tell,
now we're talking about playoffs.
E, now I want you to lay out to Northeast Ohio, E, the great authority on football, explain how everyone should feel today and how they should move forward. E, the floor is yours. You tell everyone how they should feel. Go.
We should feel how Cincinnati feels this morning then, right? They got Joe Flacco. That's how we should feel right now.
That means nothing. I have no idea. They're still in it now.
That makes no sense.
They're in it.
Listen, do you know it's so crazy? My son watched the Cincinnati Bengals the following day.
Yeah.
He watched the game. And the Browns were playing. And he decided to watch the Cincinnati Bengals. That's what I'm talking about.
Does he like Flacco?
Look, buddy, we got to lay off the team.
E-Man, I gave you the floor. I gave you the floor and told you to tell everyone in Northeast Ohio how to feel. Jeff and I both gave up our microphones. And you laid a giant egg. You didn't get one. So what if you feel good today that they won? And guess what? They doubled their odds of making the playoffs. I'm not going to sit here and say they're a playoff team. I'm just saying, if you want to go back and look at history, and you can even look, again, look what the Guardians did over the summer. That's all I'm saying. I mean, as long as I just don't want to be dead and out of it. That's all. And they're not 100% dead nut. Am I realist? Yeah. What are the odds of this team making it to the playoffs? Slim and none, right?
Andy, but
they're not dead.
The team needed a win.
Yes. City needed a win, too. We all did.
The team needed a good performance. They got a win, and they look good doing it. Nothing wrong with that. Lance is in Richmond Heights. Hello, Lance.
How you doing, Phelps?
Well, very well. How about you?
First, I want to give a shout-out to Kevin Stefanski.
Go ahead.
Give it to him.
And also, I want to give a shout-out to that defense, Tyson Gamble, for that pick six.
Okay.
You're on a roll, Lance. Just not rolling very fast.
Yes.
I think the defense did great. The defense came in strong. They came in powerful. Amazing. And Dylan Gabriel did great.
Good stuff, Lance. Thanks, man. That was good stuff.
I think they could have scored a little bit more points.
Score some more points.
More points.
Love it.
Score some more points. Run the ball more.
Like it. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Thanks, Lance. Thank you very much. Hey, thanks for calling the shout-out show today. 216-474-0092. Just give us a call and just shout out. Doesn't matter.
You noticed that.
I just want to shout. Jeff Phelps, I want to shout out Jeff Phelps.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you for making Cleveland sports history with your whoop-de-doo sports review, and it still lives on in the hearts of television viewers all across Northeast Ohio, going on just a few years. Shout out to Jeff Phelps.
Most folks have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Have you noticed, like Lance, a lot of people say instead of Quinshon Judkins, they call him Junkins?
I know what they're saying, so it doesn't bother me.
I keep having flashbacks to Mike Junkin, though. I don't like that.
Oh, man, that's a good point.
I don't want to do that. I do want to hear from Michael in Akron. Here? Hello, Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you? Who you got a shout-out for us?
Hey, guys, I'm going to shout out Andrew Berry for choosing the right running back from Ohio State University.
Although, I got to be honest, when he did it, I was questioning it. I'll be honest.
100%. He reminded me of another running back that we had here a couple of years ago. I'm not going to say his name, but we all know who that was. But the first thing, man, I want to talk about, these guys have been so bad. They have been unwatchable. And for the first time, it was actually exciting to watch them make plays and actually play football. It's been boring. It's been boring watching them. So it was finally fun, you know, to see them play and to kind of actually feel some energy. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Thank you.
Michael, you know what? That's a great point because let's be honest. It is an entertainment business. They haven't been very exciting to watch. It was enjoyable to watch the football game yesterday. Andy, that's a step.
It's true. Shout out Browns. I'm going to give the Browns a shout out too.
Look at you.
I'm just shouting out everybody today. Craig, can you shout out anyone else?
I don't know. Craig's on the west side.
Hello, Craig, give a shout out, man. Your dog, your cat, your family, anybody on the Browns, give them a shout out today.
Here goes one to Fluffy.
That covers it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, see?
You just did it for me. Hey, guys, can we talk geometry?
Yes.
Why not? I got a D in geometry.
We were anti-math in this show.
Only D I ever got in my life.
Mr. Gabriel, correct?
What about Mr. Gabriel?
Before that, we had that Baker guy and whatnot, and Baker's a right-handed passer, right?
He's a whatnot. You got it, man.
Indeed.
That when he releases the ball, a perfect spiral will be rotating clockwise, correct?
Oh, I'm digging
that
this.
That would be correct because it comes off.
Well, it depends. If we were all left-handed, it would be the other way.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think Mr. Judy's used to catching a ball that's counterclockwise.
Let's go with that.
Sure.
Why not?
Okay.
Shout out Monday. I can do that.
Yeah.
Well, you guys
shout out to football
time,
rotation.
Okay?
I'm sorry, Craig.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. He was 2 for 4 yesterday.
He got the ball early. That was good.
It's all good.
That was a good thing, wasn't it?
Yes. 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 Again, your tight end, your leading receiver.
By the way, can I mention one guy in particular?
Sure.
We had a Malachi Corley sighting.
I knew you were excited about that. It's just
weird. He looked good.
We do way too much work together because I'm sitting there next to Daryl at the game yesterday. I'm like, Phelps is going to love this one.
It was a nice play.
It was a nice play.
You know, there was so little done in the passing game yesterday. A couple of reasons for that. One, you didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Two, elements probably affected that to some extent. Although Tua threw it 23 times. Dylan Gabriel threw it 18 times. You didn't need the passing game. But there were some very small elements that I liked. Harold Fannin, I thought, did a nice job. Harold had four catches.
And he's done a nice job all season.
Yeah, he's been really solid. 36 yards receiving was the high. You know, I mean, there just wasn't much need for the passing game. But I did love seeing Jamari Thrash make a nice play. And I had mentioned Thrash. It's time for some of these other guys to step up. And it was great to see Malachi Corley actually dust it off and put out there as a wide receiver.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting if you were in the stadium and you saw the flags that hang in the corner, like you've got the Dawson flag and then you've got the other flags on the goalpost. Like, they were all going in different directions yesterday. The winds were weird, really weird early on.
Frank's in Kent. Frank?
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm celebrating, but I'll tell you,
Frank. Tell me.
Let's be realistic about this.
Okay.
And, Kevin's going to be gone. We can't get rid of him. There's going to be a mass cleaning at a house in Berea.
Oh, today?
You guys
after a win? After a win today?
So what? They beat Miami.
That may be
the last win of the season.
That might be.
Maybe.
We're so spoiled. We just, you know, so what if they won? That's how we are.
After all, now we got the Guardians and the Cavs are a national team. I see the Cavs player on commercials, national commercials. Donovan Mitchell walking out of a box. You don't see anybody on the Browns on these commercials. The Cavs are a legitimate playoff team, the Guardians. And what do we got?
Well, we had Baker Mayfield had a bunch of commercials, remember?
Yeah, those were good. Jedrick Wills was in his book club.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. It was good, yeah.
Progressive Insurance paid him a lot of money, right?
Sure did. Yeah.
Okay. So that's not going to happen with anybody here. Myles Garrett should be doing commercials. He's the only one. But all that money he's making, why doesn't he give a pep talk? I don't blame him. Sure, what he said today.
Wait, what? Hey, you lost me on that one, Frank. What about the pep talk? He talks to the guys on the team. They know how he feels.
Yeah.
There you go, Frank.
All right.
Let's get him a commercial.
Shout out to Frank today. Shout out to Frank. Yes.
Frank, we appreciate you and all of your relatives who sound like you who call the show.
It is amazing. Yes, it is truly amazing.
We appreciate that. goodness gracious. Martin is a Wycliffe. Martin, welcome.
Martin.
Browns won a game, Martin.
Thank you. It was wonderful. I love it. First of all, Jeff and Andy,
yes.
I love your show. You guys are great together.
Thank you, Mark.
You're like Ebony and Ivory.
No, that's true. Wait, why? Because I'm not watching the right stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. Jeff, you made me an honorary. I forgot what it is. It's been a couple of years.
Friend of the show.
Yes, you did make me an honorary friend of the show. The Browns, I've been a Browns fan since I was 12, and I'm 68 years old.
Nice.
The Browns been losing for the last how many years? Okay, we had a couple good years with Baker when we went to the playoffs. We should be happy and celebrating that we won. We was 3-14 last year. We 2-5. We finally got a win. Let's celebrate. All these negative callers and these clowns.
Yes.
Complain when we lose, not what we won.
They're crying and complaining now that we won. You're right. Martin, who are you rooting for the first 11 years of your life? That's my problem. Who are you rooting for 0 through 11?
I didn't really know too much about football. My older brother did. He was 6 years older than me. He was a Jim Brown fan.
All right, there you go.
I played it, you know, in the street with the kids and Muni football, but I didn't really start watching it and getting into it. As a matter of fact, my first game I went to, me and my friends snuck in the Monday night game to see the Jets.
Nice. Oh, the first one.
The first Monday night
Homer
game.
Jones.
Yes.
Homer Jones.
That's awesome.
Kick off for a touchdown.
Martin, you call your brother today if you can. And you tell him thank you.
God rest his soul.
Send a prayer up to your brother and thank him for making you a Browns fan.
That's the way to do it, Martin. Martin, love the optimism, buddy. Thank you for the phone call.
Thank you, Martin. He's a friend of the show.
Well, that's the right idea.
I like calls like that.
The Dolphins stink. Okay, we know that. Mike McDaniel might be unemployed by the time we get done with our show today.
That's true, too.
That's possible. But guess what? They were on the schedule. The Browns were 1-5. They needed a win. They needed a good performance, and that's exactly what they did. Can we not enjoy that?
Yes.
Can you not look at aspects of the game and think, growth, that was good, like it? We're going to continue to do that next, right here on Baskin and Phelps, your phone calls as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com, coming up in 17 minutes. Tyvis Powell from the Browns Radio Network will join us at noon. And then at 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, where Kevin will sound exactly like he sounds after the Browns lose a game. It's an amazing skill.
It's just one game at a time. Our focus is on...
You can't do Kevigan. He does Kevigan.
You can do it all.
Isn't
he wants.
That enough?
Can't I just give you the answer?
Do we all have to do a Kevin Stefanski thing?
Yeah, I think everyone has their own Kevin Stefanski. Is that okay? Maybe, let's have a conversation, just the two of us.
With that, I'll take any questions.
Really? We're going to do Stefanski talking to Stefanski?
Yeah, we can do that.
This feels like Inception. I don't know if I'm here for an Inception Kevin Stefanski.
I don't think so either.
Dan Menigan. Go ahead.
Let's go to Dan.
Bueller.
Never to help.
He's
me.
Really good at. You're really good at the groans, though. I think I'm mild. I'm probably like a 4 or 5 out of 10. You're like an 8 or 9.
Well, it's the yeah. You got to start with the yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, almost every answer Kevin starts with is a yeah. By the way, that's become an epidemic in pro answering questions.
Yeah.
So many people start with a yeah.
I guess it's better than going,
duh.
Because that's always my thing, is I always try to avoid going,
You know what it is. It's filler. It's your mind taking a moment to try to figure out what you want to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
216-474-0092 is the number to join us. One thing I thought about yesterday, Andy, and this was kind of strange. First half, the stats were in the favor of the Browns. Not in a drastic way, but time of possession was huge. 18-22 in the first half, 11-38 for Miami. By the time the game was over, the only three things that were lopsided, the only three things on the old stat page, the most important thing, the score, 31-6, penalties, 11 for 103 yards for Miami, which was huge in the game, 5 for only 37 yards for the Browns, and the turnovers, none for the Browns, 4 for Miami. There's your story of the game. 4 turnovers, 11 penalties against Miami, and that's what did them in. And before anybody says, yeah, well, Miami turned it over 4 times, they were penalized 11 times, you're supposed to win those games. Yes. Yes, you are. And that's the point. You're supposed to win a game when your opponent plays that poorly, and you did. And you did it convincingly. But oddly enough, which team had more total yardage in the game yesterday? Miami. 219 to 206. You know, and only 206 yards in total offense for the Browns. It's not like their offense was any great shakes. But the rushing game, solid enough to do what it needed to do, which is hang on to the football, eat up some clock, and score. You had the big 46-yarder, and you had two other touchdowns. It was just a nicely done. By the way, I liked the little wildcat, the direct snap to Quinshon Judkins. And I liked what Kevin had to say about it.
Although it was a failed play that turned into success, right? Like, because the ball went up in the air. First, I thought he was trying to fake a throw with his left. If you were sitting in the press box, it looked
like he
did
it twice.
It looked like his arm was on the touchdown.
He did two touchdowns out of the direct snap.
Okay, so I can't remember.
The last one in the first half and then the last one of the game.
So it would have been the first half. It would have been the last.
The ball hit his hand up, and
yeah.
he reeled
it. But it was weird.
In.
From the press box, it looked like he put his left arm up to fake a throw.
I don't believe that was the case.
No, but that's what it looked like from the press box. So I'm telling you. So then he jumped for the ball.
That's why I looked at the TV monitor, because they have these cameras that zoom right in.
You know, Jeff, if you're going to go to the game, it's kind of more fun to watch the game.
Yeah,
that's
my duties on Sunday keep me here.
Yeah, so just so you know, it's a lot
like... take you to the stadium.
Did you ever see the movie Ocean's 11?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and there's the scene where he's in the room and the building is actually being blown up live outside, but he chose to watch it on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I always find that interesting. Is that a statement on society, Jeff?
I don't know, Andy. Let's go to Stark County. Brent is with us. Hello, Brent.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, well, man? How are you?
It was a good game yesterday.
Yes.
I did watch it. My total evaluation of it is that, in my opinion, the jury is still out. I'm not convinced or impressed as far as on a total sale, meaning that, yes, the defense did great, and special teams did the unexpected, and they were great to assist the defense. And Judkins did what he did. It's a sloppy, sloppy field designed for running backs to have their way. Of course, Miami running back, did the same thing. So I'm not totally sold or convinced on our quarterback.
Well, hey, Brent, let me throw this in. You shouldn't be. They're 2-5.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I need to see really some – what I'm looking for is consistency. The one thing I want to throw out there that no one has talked about, at least that I come to notice, is in the surprise of the existence of the Browns, they are undefeated wearing their dark brown helmets.
Their two wins this year came in those uniforms they wore yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, what do you think of those, Brent?
Should be a situation where they might should retire the orange, because it seems to spark up the defense to play better and the special teams to play better. I can't speak on the quarterback situation at the moment, but it seems to pump them up a little bit more for some reason. Don't ask me why.
I don't know. Let's go with that.
Sports superstitions, I think.
Hey, Brent, think about it, though. If there's ever a day where the field, like let's say they go to Pittsburgh, and for some reason they're wearing those brown uniforms, and Pittsburgh's, we saw the field the other day, it wasn't good, and it's a swamp, and it's all muddy, those guys could get lost on that field wearing those brown uniforms.
Yeah.
They could be a bad thing. Brent, thanks for the phone call, bud. We appreciate it out of Stark County. Alex is in Chardon. Let's head the other way. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to kind of highlight two things that I noticed yesterday. Obviously the Dolphins are the Dolphins. I think it's more telling on how bad, McDaniel and Tua look. However, I thought the jump we're starting to see from Alex Wright is awesome. I think he's a guy that's going to play himself in the more and more snaps each game. And it was nice to see Tyson Campbell, and make a play and I think that's going to be a good trade
couple
for us.
Plays, actually.
I thought Grant Delpit had one of his best games ever as a Brown yesterday. He was all over the place making plays. I mean, and making things happen.
Yeah, it's always nice when you see Grant flash like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited about the defense. Obviously it's not a game you're going to learn a ton about your quarterback in conditions like that. But we have a good defense. And the main thing for me that I noticed yesterday, though, is I did not see Isaiah Bond play, it seems like, at all. It seems like they went to thrash more. Did you guys notice that, too? Or just not in the game script, kind of a run-heavy game, you think?
I don't have any real takeaways about the passing game out of that one. And, Alex, you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, no targets yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, just the way the game was played. Dylan didn't have to throw the ball. The receivers didn't have to make big plays because the defense was stellar and the running game was efficient. And so I'm with you about that. I like Isaiah Bond. I'm anxious to see what he can do. And, they just need somebody to step up at wide receiver, because Jerry Jeudy, alone isn't enough to get this done. And Cedric Tillman is out again. It's a weak position group until somebody steps up and shows that it's not. And so far, I don't think we've had that.
I agree. And my last thing, too, I think if we learned anything from yesterday's game is I don't think that Stefanski has lost the locker room. And that I'm happy about that. This guy seemed to play hard. And hopefully we can scrape a few more, at least make the games watchable,
Alex, I couldn't agree with you more. The one thing I've always thought this, Andy, tell me what you think. With very, very, very little evidence in the other direction, I think this team has always played hard for Kevin. There might be moments where they're, getting smoked in a game or something and it might not be there completely. I think this team has always played hard for him.
I've never questioned it. So
I haven't either.
I'm assuming that you're right because I've never once thought they didn't play hard for – look, he never throws anybody under the bus. He never throws his players under the bus.
Ever.
He doesn't throw his coaches under the bus. He is.
The only one he throws under the bus is himself.
Yeah. I've got to be better. Our coaching's got to be better, right? We're tired of hearing that. But, and yesterday they were better. They were. I get it. It's Miami, but, when they beat Green Bay, what were you saying after that game? It's a weird league, and sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen. That's why next week's game is going to be super interesting.
Yeah, it really is. We'll be talking about it, obviously, throughout the week. But New England is a team that is certainly turning things around, and Drake May looks like the real deal. The defense will get a nice challenge next week.
Yeah, but if I said to you, New England, upper crust, middle of the pack?
Middle of the pack.
And they're middle of the pack.
Yeah.
And so, the Browns defensively keep them in the lower part of the middle of the pack. It's kind of the way I see it. At least I feel that way going through this season. See what we look like in the future. We're near the lower part of the the bottom is Miami. Sorry, is New England.
They do have some company down there.
Yeah.
Miami does.
But I think yesterday we kind of jumped. Maybe we jumped out of that lake a little bit.
Hopefully.
I hope so, too.
1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski will have his press conference. We will hear that press conference right here on The Fan. Scott Petrak will be a part of it, asking questions for the Chronicle-Telegram. Scott's joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.